I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Dr. Charlotte Peterson is a child psychologist whose new book is The Mindful Parent, Strategies from Peaceful Cultures to Raise Compassionate, Competent Kids. It integrates her findings from many years of traveling the world, exploring parenting strategies in indigenous cultures, particularly finding lessons in the Tibetan, Bhutanese, and Balinese cultures. She'll be giving a talk at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Sunday, November 22nd, and she's here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Charlotte.
Thank you.
What inspired you to create this book?
I've had a long-held quest to discover whether or not parenting practices really can grow children that are more compassionate and loving. After 40 years of traveling to 60 countries, especially the peaceful cultures, I have found that they tend to be much more nurturing and loving and responsive to their infants and toddlers, and that grows children that are much more kind, joyful, and compassionate.
How does empathy play into that?
When children are treated with empathy, they become empathetic. I was interviewing a pediatrician nursing mom in Bhutan once, and I asked, how do you think parents can help grow a more compassionate child? And she said with this sort of, isn't that obvious kind of look, well, you need to treat them with compassion. I love their saying in Bhutan, it's much easier to build a child than repair an adult.
What's the role of touch in infancy in that regard?
All of the peaceful cultures believe that touch is very important for close attachment and intimate relationship, but also for building brain development.
Talk about the brain research that is behind this book in that regard, then.
We have early brain research that allows this book to be evidence-based. We know that if infants are treated with compassion, they can grow a larger prefrontal lobe, a more connected prefrontal lobe that allows them to be creative problem solvers, more generous, better planners, negotiators, more empathetic, and more able to calm themselves.
And in some of these other cultures, perhaps there's a different approach to discipline. How does that apply?
In especially the Balinese culture, my form of discipline that is in my section of my book on parenting toddlers, it includes my innovative type of time-in discipline, which is very different than time-out. The Balinese believe that every child has a core of goodness inside, and that as a parent, if you can help them listen inside from the time they're like a year and a half of age, that they'll learn how to self-control and be able to be appropriate. All toddlers that have a close connected relationship with the parent want to please that parent. So you tap into that desire for cooperation.
Back here in America, what are the conditions of this country that make it necessary to be bringing these things into our society?
We've had a history of parenting in this culture, of authoritarian parenting in the past, very controlling, rigid, and punitive. Then we sort of swung to inconsistent parenting and then permissive parenting. None of those have really served our children well. We currently have 20% of young children being diagnosed with a psychological disorder. And the United States uses 90% of all the medication used in the world on children for mental health issues. We also see that we have a generation of children that are more into bullying, aggression, violence, suicide, and homicide.
Are there strategies in these more peaceful cultures for dealing with bullying successfully, either as kids or as parents?
Bullying isn't as common in those cultures. When infants and toddlers are treated with kindness, they become much more empathetic. When I ask a Tibetan parent what is their goal for parenting, they say to grow a child that is as peaceful and compassionate to all loving beings as possible.
And what kind of desire do you find in American parents to apply these strategies?
Well, this generation of parents are the first generation that grew up with parenting of my generation. We were very focused on career and educational opportunities, which I'm very thankful for. But we advocated for women's rights, and this generation is advocating for children's rights. They grew up long hours, long days in group care, thousands of miles away from grandparents. They didn't have extended family in their lives. They didn't have nuclear families because we had the highest divorce rate ever. And they're saying we want to do it differently. And my last chapter of my book is intimate stories that they've shared with me of parents that are actually finding creative ways to meet the needs of their infants and toddlers, but also balance it with their financial and career responsibilities.
Well, thank you for creating the book in both of its readable and audible forms and for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Charlotte Peterson, author of the new book and audiobook, The Mindful Parent, Strategies from Peaceful Cultures to Raise Compassionate, Competent Kids. She'll give a talk at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Sunday, November 22nd at 4 p.m. For more information, see growingkindkids.com and tsunamibooks.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.